My, my. What do we have here? A lost little lamb brought to us because of the snowstorm. Lumi, come. We seem to have a new guest.
Oh, my. Oh, poor little baby. You're practically as white as the snow on the ground. Come in. Sit by the fire. Oh, honey, you're so cold. Andre, how could you leave her out there for another second?
I wasn't the one to cause the snowstorm, my love.
I know, but look at her. You're lucky she didn't get hypothermia from standing out there for so long. I'm so sorry about him, baby. Men can be so sadistic.
Don't let her tell you shit like that, little lamb. She tends to fill guests' heads with her words. Fire's getting a little low. Let me go get more firewood for you. Wouldn't want you freezing to death like Lumi said.
The heat. It feels nice, doesn't it? I don't prefer it, especially with this weather, but I have to admit, it is quite calming. Hypnotic. Tell me, baby, what brings you to our humble abode today? Oh, you can't speak. Too stunned by me. Fine. We'll do this the hard way then. Listen to my voice, baby. Close your eyes and listen to just my voice. You're getting very, very tired. And soon, my voice will be the only thing you'll be able to hear. Just focus on my voice. And when I snap my fingers, you'll be taken over completely. You will bend to my will. Whatever I bid you to do, you will do it. Ready? Now, why were you in our village? You were looking for a Yuki Onna and got caught in the snowstorm. Well, isn't that amazing luck for you? You just happened upon a village with one of the last Yuki Onna in existence. Oh, really? You didn't notice the horns before? I thought that my size would be an indicator that I wasn't human. But I can see why you could mistake me as one of you. However, my husband is not exactly the human type. Especially his size. Unless you somehow live somewhere where the men are, well, 8 feet tall. Oh, Andre! How cute is our new human?
She's very cute, dear. You should consider yourself lucky, little lamb. Women like you are so hard to come by in these mountains. Typically, when a human comes here, well, we kill them. But you, you smell delicious. Like you're ready to be fucking bread. Daddy is so excited to feel your tight little pussy.
Andre, don't be so rude. Oh, I'm sorry about him, baby. He can move so fast sometimes. The thing is, my husband and I haven't had much luck with having any heirs. As one of the last remaining Yuki Onas in existence, it is our duty to further our bloodlines, you see? Oh, I knew you'd understand. Oh, Andre, we found the perfect little breeding stock. Oh, I'm so happy. I could... You taste good, Carl. Oh, you're so perfect. Oh, I can't wait to see you bred.
Let me taste, my love. Did you hypnotize her, darling?
Well, she wouldn't talk otherwise.
It's no fun when they don't fight, dear. You know I like when they scream.
Fine. There. She's out of the trance. You're so mean sometimes, my love.
Lovely wife. You know I like it when our breeding stock struggle. They're not fun otherwise. I like watching as they succumb to the love for my cock and your cunt all on their own.
Well, look at her. She's terrified now. It's all your fault. Poor little baby.
I dare say that's not fear, Lumi. It smells like... Are you turned on, little lamb? Does the concept of a big, scary demon filling you with his cum and making you all his turn you on? Well, there's no shame in it either way. Tilt your head back a bit, my sweet. Good. I'm going to kiss you now. Good. Good. Delicious. I wonder what your other lips taste like. Get on your knees, lamb. I said get on your fucking knees, human. There. Just where you belong. A little bitch to be bred and fucked whenever we wish.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Impressed, are you? Daddy's going to make you into his perfect little cock slut.
Well, Are you just going to sit there and just stare at it? My husband offers you his wonderful cock to suck, and you just sit there in awe like a lost little puppy. Oh, I know it's bigger than most humans, but I believe in you. Just look into Mummy's eyes, dear. Listen to my voice. Yes, that's right. Oh, you look so cute when your eyes go glassy like that. That's it, my dear. Feel your mind going blank. All you can hear now is my voice, and my voice alone. There we go. You're going to be a good little bitch and suck Andre's cock until your stomach is full of his cum, okay? I want you to milk his cock dry, and then he's gonna fill you so full with his cum that you won't be able to walk for weeks. You'll have to rely on us fully to take care of you. Nod if you understand. Good girl. Open. That's good. I know you want it. You're just a sweet little lost lamb who wants to be used and abused. You want to be bent to our will. And we will do whatever it takes to make you ours.
Let me... Oh, you're perfect. Oh, so small and perfect. I would fucking break you if I went too fast. Fuck. Yes. You look so fucking good on your knees, my little slut.
Oh, shit.
Your mouth is so tight. Fucking good. Lumi, you should feel how tight her fucking throat is.
I can see. Your dick is practically bulging out of her throat. So beautiful. You were made to suck my husband's cock. Just beautiful. You'll let him use you whenever he wants now, right? I can let go of my trance on you.
Oh, don't cry, little lamb. Although it's gorgeous when you do, this is a joyous occasion. fuck. I don't. Oh, fuck. I don't want to come in your mouth yet. All of this belongs in your little cunt. I'm gonna breed you so full. You'll... oh, fuck. Lay back, dear. Usually we'd put you in a breedy bench for this, but I can't wait, and my wife looks like she can't either.
Let me help you lie down, baby. There we go. Do you want to eat Mummy's pussy? Oh, I know. Don't shake your head like that. I know you want it. Of course you do. You wouldn't be so sweet-smelling otherwise. Now lie back, or Daddy will force you to.
She said, lay the fuck back. There we go. That's a good lamb.
Deep breath, baby. You're going to eat me out while Andre breeds you. Oh, fuck. Oh, you were right, Andre. She's... oh, my stars.
I know. So wonderful.
Oh.
I can't wait to get into your cunt, baby girl. Oh, the tip is barely in. And you're already so wet and accepting of me.
I know. Oh, I know. It's like she was made for us. Yes. Stick your tongue deeper. Suck me. Yes. Oh, yes. That's it. That's it. Oh, you're gonna make Mommy come, baby. Oh, your tongue is so... oh, fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck.
I can't help myself much longer either. I'm gonna come and fill you. Fuck. Make you all mine.
Ours. Ours.
Make you ours. Your pussy is gripping me so tightly. It's almost like you were, fuck, molded just to take my fucking cock. Like you were meant to be my fucking cock sleeve. To breed. Oh, fuck. I felt you tighten when I said that, sweet thing. You're forgetting. My dick is inside you so deeply that I can feel every little fucking movement. Fuck. Yeah. You look so nice. Eating my wife's pussy like that. Does her cum taste good? Huh? I suppose you can't talk anyway. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. I'm gonna come. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Take your time, darling. Just don't relax too much. I know the first time with a demon is the hardest.
Oh, no, 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 no. Don't close your eyes so soon, baby. Oh, no. Daddy has a lot more loads to give you, so he can ensure you get nice and pregnant. Mm.